You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
And we are back, Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast. Hey everyone, this is Matthew McCabe.
And this is Steve Anderson. We are the Youth Ministry Sherpas, helping youth workers to keep going. And we are in day, I have no idea what.
15.
15?
15, yes. We're well over halfway. We're getting to the backside of the alphabet here in our journey through the alphabet with our Sherpa shorts.
You know, if this is episode 15, that means it comes out the day after my birthday.
Your birthday is the 14th?
It is.
I didn't know that. I need to write that down. 14th. Wow.
You didn't get my present yet.
I didn't get your present yet. I need to work on that.
I'm kind of shocked.
Oh, yeah. No, I've got some ideas, though. I've got some ideas. I'll hook you up. Don't worry.
I'm sure. So we've been going through the alphabet one day at a time, one word at a time, corresponding with the next letter, and riffing on that word for about 10 minutes or so. As it relates to youth ministry, we've been having fun. I hope you've been having fun.
Absolutely,
so far.
And it's a surprise to one of us, and today, I believe it is a surprise to you.
That's right. So, Matthew, it is your turn. What is your word for?
The letter O.
My word for the letter O was obnoxious, but then I scratched that. My word actually...
Too close to home?
Well, yeah, exactly. Also too close to another episode we did last year during shorts. So I have reset, and my word is optimistic.
Optimistic.
Yes, okay. Optimistic. We have been doing a series, many of you know, hopefully if you've been listening, we've been doing a series of Sherpa Legends, where we've been interviewing just legends of student ministry. And we've had just an absolute incredible time doing that, meeting some incredible people and hearing their story. But we ask them this question. We ask almost all of them the same question. And I want to ask you that question today, Steve.
Okay.
And that is, what are you optimistic about the state of youth ministry?
Okay.
You know, there's so much negative out there about the culture and how it relates to church and faith. But what are you optimistic about youth ministry in the coming decade?
Yeah, what a good question.
It's a great question.
Yeah. In fact, we have an episode coming out tomorrow.
We do.
If this is coming out on the 15th.
That's right.
Yes, it'll be out on the 16th.
On the 16th.
Our interview with Mark Oestreicher.
Yes.
Pretty excited about that.
Great episode. You definitely want to tune in for that.
Yeah. What am I optimistic about in youth ministry? Wow. Okay, I've got a few.
All right, I figured you would.
I'm going to start with what I'm optimistic about in the life of students.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about students and youth pastors.
Okay.
And maybe church.
All right.
So in the life of students, what am I optimistic about? I'm optimistic because I think students are in a place today, by and large, where they are asking real questions about the faith. They are wrestling with it for themselves. They're not taking pat answers. They're willing to nuance things. They're willing to think deeply about things. And they want a faith that is able to handle all the challenges of the modern day.
Okay.
You know, I think I'm often afraid of actually bringing some of the difficult subjects out when I'm with students or when I'm teaching because I'm afraid of what their response is going to be or turning people off. But I think by and large, kids are ready to have those hard topics discussed and wrestle with them. They may not always agree with us or with each other or even with the scriptures, but I think it's worthwhile to have those discussions. And I think by and large, today's generation is ready for those conversations.
Yeah, it seems like they want to have them. They're much more engaged than I think previous generations were. Mm-hmm. At least I know they're more engaged than I was at their age.
Agreed. Yeah. So I would start with that. I'd say students really honestly asking questions. How does the Bible really speak to contemporary issues, the controversial, difficult things of the day, and how's that going to affect my life? So
yep.
I think that's optimistic.
Yeah, I'm optimistic when it comes to students. All right, I'll follow your train of thought here,
okay.
Students and then youth ministry and church. Optimistic among students, and it seems counterintuitive, but we all know it to be true, that in the information age, the social media age, where there are so many more ways to be connected to each other, I think our students are, by and large, more isolated and lonely than they were in previous generations. And so one of their greatest needs is community. One of their greatest needs is to have a place to belong, a place where they're noticed and cared for and loved just as they are, not with a Valencia filter and not with the fake you, them that they're putting out on social media, the real them, where they're a part of a family. And I think that, in my mind, one of the easier things to create in student ministry, you know,
that's our sweet spot.
I know that's our sweet spot, I think, in youth ministry. And so we're entering this time, I think, where what the student ministry can provide and what the student needs are almost hand to glove. And then Jesus is in that midst. Mm. And, you know, back, I mean, when I first started in youth ministry, it was sort of in that like late 80s, early 90s, where it was kind of a, it was the performance. Let's wow them.
Fun and
let's,
games.
Let's do show. Incredible things to impress them. And then they'll be in our midst and then they can meet Jesus. And man, I just wasn't very good at that. And that was just such a struggle for me. But I think what I, one of the things I've been able to do over the years is create this community, create this sense of home. And I think it's, boy, are we just in a sweet spot in youth ministry because of where social media has taken our students to the point of loneliness.
It's one of my mantras.
I'm super optimistic. It is.
The greatest need of the human heart is to belong.
Is to belong.
I
Absolutely.
Say that all the time to
yes.
students.
And I think
I really believe that.
I think it's more true today, and it will be more true in the next 10 years in our students' lives than it has been in any other time in history.
Okay.
So I'm very That's optimistic good. About that.
Wait, what's that sound?
Oh, I hear a llama, which means it's time for your next word.
The secret word of the day for episode 15 of our Sherpa Shorts is
Sherpa.
There you go.
Lock that into your secret Sherpa phrase, which if you have all 26 words at the end of the shorts, you could be entered in to win a free spot at our party house, Sherpa House, at Tampa for the National Youth Workers Convention.
Can't wait, man. There's a picture out on Instagram, so yeah, you got to follow us on Instagram
there.
And check out the picture of the house. It is legit.
Once you see the picture of the house, you will go back and listen to every short, and you will get every word because you want a free spot in this house.
That's right.
Sure.
You will be the first person to download every episode from here on out.
I love it. That. I love
okay.
it. Okay. So, all right. So other things you're optimistic about.
I'm optimistic about youth pastors because what we see in our role here as podcasters in the youth ministry universe is an increasing bent towards longevity.
Yes.
We've come across so many youth workers who have been in this for 15, 20 years, even longer than that. We are kind of on the older end of that, but there's guys in their 40s.
Oh, absolutely.
And guys in their 30s who've been in it since 20, you know, and so we've been able to meet so many people who've been doing this for longer. And I think that's a trend.
Absolutely.
You know, I think that's really healthy. I think people are sticking with this as this is their calling and they're going to cross the finish line doing youth ministry as opposed to I'm going to do that for a season and then I'll
do something else.
They'll be right. Demoted to a senior pastor.
Demoted. Love it.
yeah. So I'm really encouraged by that. I'm optimistic that youth ministry will be healthier because youth pastors will be the kind of people who stick with it and have that experience that is invaluable.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. The other thing that I think we've seen in our role here in this podcast universe is getting to meet so many youth workers to see the desire for collaboration, the desire for
yeah.
community among youth pastors, which again, we believe is a major key to longevity. You know, it used to be, keep talking about back in the day, but you know, back in the day, you know, we'd go to
What was back in the day for you?
Like back in the day for me is like early 90s, mid 90s.
Most people listening to this back in the day was probably like 2016.
I know, I don't even want to think about that. But back in the day, people, I mean, again, like I know for me, I would go to the National Youth Worker Convention, but that's about all I would do in any given year that sort of connected me to the greater tribe of youth workers. You know, maybe a network meeting here or there, but that wasn't even a big deal then. And now there's cohorts and there's coaching groups and there's you know, mini DYMs and there's this conference we're going to in New Jersey here in another week, I think it is. Mm-hmm. I think there's just a greater hunger among youth workers to link arms and do this together so that we can stay in it longer because we know it's better. And so that's very optimistic to me that the future's bright if we continue down that trend.
Yeah, and we're moving from isolation to this community,
Absolutely.
This tribal gathering of like-minded people.
Yes.
Which is really great.
Which is amazing.
Okay.
I love being a part of that tribe.
I do too. It's one of my favorite things in life. Third thing, the church. I don't know why I phrased it this way, but I'm optimistic about the church because I think the church has moved out of the let's gather everybody in one place and be huge to let's multiply ourselves. I think we're trending that direction. So a lot more multi-sites and church planting is a big emphasis these days. And I think that, like you were talking about community being the thing that students need, that's going to help provide that.
Yes.
Because the youth ministries are going to be a little bit smaller, by and large. Instead of a church of 10,000 with a youth group of 1,500 having a concert every week, it's going to be smaller groups, smaller right. churches, more community.
Yeah, I love that.
So I'm encouraged by that. I mean, our church is talking about planning another campus.
Okay.
We've kind of maxed out our size here, and we're not huge. We're kind of a medium-sized church. I think maybe 20 years ago, the push would have been, hey,
let's get
build
bigger.
This huge building, and let's get as many people in here as we can, and we're not thinking that way anymore.
Yeah, that's encouraging.
So I think that's going to be healthy for youth ministry.
Yeah. I see a trend, too, towards service, and that's a little bit of another role I carry at my church, so I'm a little bit more involved in it, but I'm seeing lots of churches really hungry for not how do we teach the best sermons and how do we have the best programs, but how do we serve our community? How do we legitimately engage with the people in our community who don't come to our church?
Mm-hmm.
And how do we help them with whatever they need help with? And I just think that that is a really good trend for the church because I think that's going to begin to crumble some of the walls I think the church built through the 80s and 90s with the community and begin to build more bridges to
the community. It's another hand-in-glove thing with students, too, because students are looking for a cause. They're looking for something to be part of that's bigger than themselves. Even if they don't know that, when they become part of something like that, it is powerful in their life. So as churches are thinking about how do we bless our community, I think students are excited about that.
Oh, sure. They want to be part of that. They can fire up for that. Yeah. And so I think we're going to see more students stick with the church after they graduate, which I know has been a big issue in the years of how many people sort of like walk away or diverge from the church after their high school or college years. I'm thinking if the church can get behind that vision of what's the cause we can be, what's the blessing we can be to the community, I think that the church will see growth because they'll see a lot more of our young people that we love so dearly right now stay in it and be deeply involved in their 30s and 40s.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm optimistic.
There are good things ahead.
It's a good day.
It is a good day.
It's raining, but I'm putting a smile on.
This was a good word because I was coming in kind of low energy today.
You came in a little low, a little frustrated.
Stressed out from traffic, and then you brought this good word, a happy word, an optimistic word.
Absolutely.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. Well, we'll be back tomorrow with a new word. It'll be Steve's turn.
That's right.
Until then,
Sherpas out.